talking to my diary. Talking to my diary. I'm talking to my diary. I'm talking to my diary.
March 14th, 2019, I got a call from a buddy of mine at 7:15 a.m. He said, "Benjamin, I had a dream last night that you died." I don't know why, but that clicked. Something clicked in me. That morning, I'd stepped on the scale and it read 242 pounds. He says, "Benjamin, I had a dream that you died." Something clicked in me, and I poured out my coffee and I threw away my, what was it, a bagel with cream cheese and honey and butter. Went straight to the gym. Actually, I went straight to the doctor. Got all my blood work done. I want to know how bad it is. And all the stuff, you know, blood pressure, glycerides, fatty liver, cholesterol, other stuff, sleep apnea. But something had clicked. Something triggered in my brain, and I was ready. And so what did I do? Well, over the next 4 to 5 months, about 4 months, actually, 4.5 months, I lost almost 60 pounds. I wasn't starving myself. I was doing the ketogenic diet. And then I was just exercising every day and doing the ketogenic diet. And the weight was falling off and the muscle was packing on. I was building muscle. I was burning fat. Everything was great. Kept it off for a little more than a year. And for about 2 years, I kept it off for about a year, and then I started to gain it back, and I lost it again, and I started to gain it back, and I lost it again, and I started falling off the wagon in the second year, 2020. And by the end of 2020, I had completely fallen off the wagon, and slowly but surely, I watched myself, almost like a spectator, gain all of that weight back. But it was like something had triggered in my brain that I couldn't turn off. This part of me that just eats compulsively and won't stop. That part of me had turned on and I couldn't turn it off. Until now. It is now October 16th. 2023, and I still haven't been able to figure out how to turn off that part of my brain. I mean, I'll have come to Jesus moments, I'll have deep talks with my wife, with my doctor. I make all of the plans, and then I fall off the wagon. It's like when I walk in the door, when I come home, a part of my brain turns on. I wish I could just find the switch and turn it off. But there's a part of my brain that turns on when I walk in the door. And that part of my brain says, "You've worked hard today. You're tired. You deserve to eat whatever the heck you want to eat and as much of it as you want to eat. Matter of fact, you must eat whatever you want to eat." And it's like I become Dr. Jekyll. And I eat, and I eat, and I eat. And then I eat some more. And then I go to bed at night, and I feel ashamed of myself. And I wake up in the morning, and I resolve to do better. So, when you've been struggling with the same issue for years, the temptation to give up is strong. Just, what do you keep wrestling with this thing for? Just give it up. Just embrace the fact that this is who you are. And I'm not a quitter. I don't give up. So yesterday, actually the night before last, I was sitting at the table with my wife and my daughter and my sister-in-law, my wife's sister. And my wife was saying, "Baby, can you please do something? I'm really scared. I'm looking at your stomach and I'm watching your weight come back and I'm really worried." And normally when she talks like that, I just feel ashamed because I hear her, I love her, and everything in me wants to comply. Almost everything in me. But my conscious, rational self wants to comply. But there's another part of me that I know is there, even though I'm not conscious. It's like it's not awake at this moment, but there's like this monster in there that doesn't care about her, about my daughter, or even about myself. It just cares about food. And the question is, how am I going to kill that monster? So, but the night before last, when she said that to me, something different happened in my brain. Another switch turned on. It's the part of my brain where my discipline is found. And I can't always find that part of my brain. That part of my brain is not easy for me to find. If I just knew where that was, I could turn that switch on. And if I knew where the other one was, I could just turn that switch off and leave it like that. But I felt that switch flip in my brain the night before last. And I said, "Okay, I'm ready. Let's do this. I'm ready." So yesterday, I woke up in the morning. And first thing I had was a protein shake. Took my daughter to school. Had a big bottle of water on the way to school. Stopped at Starbucks and got those egg bites. Zero carbs. Got a coffee with heavy cream. Zero carbs. What did I do for lunch? Man, yesterday feels so far away. After dropping her off at school, I went to the gym. No, I didn't. After dropping her off at school, I went to my mom and dad's house. I've been going to help my dad on Mondays and spend time with them, which has been really good. And he sent me to a Mexican restaurant to get lunch for us. He wanted a burrito. My aunt wanted some tacos. I ordered myself a burrito bowl with no beans, no rice, no tortilla. So once again, it's keto. It's great. Came home last night and just decided to have another protein shake and call it a night. Felt great. This morning I woke up, had my protein shake, had my coffee with cream, no sugar, grabbed my water bottle, headed out the door to take my daughter to school, stopped at Starbucks, had my egg bites again, continued drinking my water, and went to the gym, got a quick workout in, showered and shaved, and headed to church. Had some work to do at church. At lunchtime, I went over to Costco and bought one of those rotisserie chickens, the $4.99 rotisserie chicken. It's the best deal ever on the market. I mean, you couldn't buy a raw chicken for $4.99. They sell deliciously cooked rotisserie chickens for $4.99. It's the best deal ever. And I just ate probably 30% of that chicken for my lunch. And then went to pick my daughter up from school. Came home. When I got home, I had more of the chicken. and a couple slices of pear. So, yesterday and today were good. But when I got home, I became acutely aware of that other part of my brain that's still there. That other part of my brain that was telling me to grab some of those Oreos and just soak them in the milk real good and let them get nice and soft. I found myself opening up the fridge, just looking in. You know, that's what I do. I'm scanning the horizon for something to consume. I caught myself, what am I doing here? And I just keep thinking in my head, if I can do this for 90 days, number one, I'll see sizable change in my physical health. But number two, I will have jump-started that part of me that is disciplined. So I made a decision that I'm going to talk to you for the next 90 days. Today is day one, me talking to you. But day two of my diet, my plan. It's scary for me to make that commitment because I don't like failure. And I historically fail when I try to do this. The commitment I'm making is that even if I fail, I'm just going to keep talking to you. If I can get my health in order, I can get every other area of my life in order. This is a keystone for me. If I can get my weight down, I'll feel better, I'll look better, clothes will fit better, I'll be more confident, I'll have more energy, I'll be more present. So, why am I recording this? I'm recording this because I want to encourage anyone who's struggling to kick a bad habit of any kind. You're struggling because you feel like there's a part of your brain that you can't seem to turn off, no matter how hard you try. And another part of your brain that you can't seem to turn on, no matter how hard you try. My encouragement to you is, don't stop reaching. Don't give up. And for me, the key is every day I cry out to the Lord, I cry out to God, and I ask for His help. That's the key. Every day, Lord, if you don't help me, I'm lost. If you don't help me get a hold of this area of my life. And continuing to come back to Him and ask for His help, that's the key. Because I just believe that if I just keep praying and seeking His face, He knows where that switch is in my brain. And He's going to turn off the switch that needs to be turned off and turn on the switch that needs to be turned on. Or He will show me how to turn off the switch that needs to be turned off and to turn on the switch that needs to be turned on. And I believe He's going to teach me how to keep that switch off and keep that switch on and live in that place. That's what I'm praying. That's what I'm reaching for. And I believe that for you as well. Have a great day.
I'm talking to my diary.